fish with?
Worms. What? I fish the old time way.
What kind of worms you got?
Red worms. I use minnows and red worms.
Yeah. You ever seen them, now the kind you might dig out of a tree, of an old rotten tree stump?
Oh, grub worms. They won't bite them.
They won't? What about that, they got that kind of tree that has a, grows a, you ever had a Catawba worm, use them?
Yeah. I'm afraid of them.
Why?
They bite.
They do?
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid of them. Boy, I use lots of them, but I use water pryers most of the time, but won't. One fell down my neck out of a tree over yonder getting some. One fell down my shirt collar and got up and out of a tree. A mouse didn't they get on me. A lizard just scared the living dog out of me. Snake, I'm afraid of snake, guys. Now you talking about...
Have you ever been snake?
I got bit one time, hogging fish.
Was it poison?
I don't know. It scared me so bad it never did swell.
Yeah.
Boy.
If you get bit, your hand...
I had my hands on the bank like this, muddy water I seen coming, and I rubbed my hand up, and he went through that hand. I shut out on him. When I shut out on him, I know this snake is about to be around. I jerked loose. I jerked my hand loose from him, and he grabbed me right through that knuckle. I saw him come out on the bank. Blood, man, it just shot away up there. It never did swell.
Yeah.
Boy, it scared that. I'm afraid a rubber snake just scared the god out of me. Wayne, my grandson, put one in my little apartment one day, and I run my hand in there and get the, something out there. I drive along. I like to throw a steering wheel off that thing. I'm afraid of snakes.
Oh boy. Now, you got water in your house now? Are you?
Yeah, we got water. I'm gonna put water over here too. I got my plumbing outfit right over there. Dyes and everything.
Yeah.
Right up here.
Yeah.
I just bought me a set, I'd have them when I need them. I got me a new chainsaw over there before I retired, that red.
Yeah.
And I like to get out here and fiddle around. Boy, brother-in-law, he lived in El Paso. You know where El Paso is?
Yeah, I've been there.
He's the president at the bank saving a loan out there. He sent me an outfit of matches. He's up here the other day. I bought him a place right down there, another 267 acres right over yonder. We got cattle on them. And he told me, he said, I wish you'd hire some hands, cut me some wood. Well, I said, you can't want to get a hand. He said, you get somebody to cut it, and I'll pay him. I said, you're looking for somebody to cut it. I said, I'll cut it. And I said, you can't hire nobody. And I went up there the other end. I cut about 3 rick and a half. And he going back, rent him a big truck and come to El Paso out here and get his wood.
In the old days, did you have a place where you'd store your wood?
Most of the time, we ricked all our wood out. They'd rick it up and leave it.
You didn't have a cover?
No. There was just board back in. And maybe we'd lay a plank or two over it. Now, when we lived right over here, I cut enough stove wood.